Blog Talk Radio.
Can I get some nasty bass? Gonna be kind of right tonight. Welcome to another episode of Real People from the Hood. It is June 29, 2015. My name is Jimmy Williams. I'm your host, and my executive producer is Mr. Keith Bledsoe. And we are here doing our thing tonight.
And I'm back.
And you're back. Yeah, that thing popped up here. We had a actually was the show ended, so I just hit continue. I don't know what the heck that was. Man, it was minor anyway, so.
Yeah, I had to dial back in. Yeah, but we're cool. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, we're all right. We're all right. Ladies and gentlemen, how's everybody doing this wet afternoon? I don't know what's up with this rain, but we know that it's a climate change thing because it haven't been like this in a long time, but that's a whole nother ball game. Nobody's going to admit it, just like the politicians want us to think a certain way. They want us to be dragged into a state of numbness from the neck up, a bunch of meatheads rolling around here with no concept of anything as far as reality is concerned. That being said, I got into this thing with women, you know, and I've been asking women to come along to the show and try to discuss their side of it, which, you know, haven't been successful at it, so my executive producer and I, we just roll with what we want to talk about. But why is it, this is the question, why is it that women, knowing they got to carry these babies and take care of them, and some few women have 5-6 babies in a row, we're going to call them stair steps. Why do they have stair steps hoping that the next man they had a baby by stay and stick and take care of the other 3 that she had already? What agenda do some of these women have when they hook up with a man in a club or on the street and they automatically just start having babies by them? Haven't known them for a year? Haven't known them for a month? But they got pregnant right away to the whole list of things they need to get done and do for the rest of their life with 4 kids instead of 3. Now you got some that's up to 5 kids, 5 different baby daddies. I don't know what the theory is. I don't even know why they do it. You know, I can only guess. I guess they don't have any skills or don't want to achieve anything other than just open up their legs and having babies. That's a surefire way of getting the check rolling in. It's a fucked up way of getting a check rolling in, but it's a surefire way of doing it. I think it's free. They think they done scored. They done went out to a club and found a fine young lady that was willing to just fuck his brains out for that night, and they gonna go on about their business and half the time they don't even use condoms. They want their hot juice to hit the walls and shit, you know. She looking good, then a motherfucker, bam. Titties, bam, ass, bam. Matter of fact, she don't even take them straight home. They go to a motel or somewhere, do their thing, have their business. He drops off, call the next few days. How you doing, baby? I'm okay. Go to another motel. He ain't been to her house yet. And she haven't been to his. Well, are you married? Third or the fourth fuck, she'll ask, is he married? Out of sight, out of mind. 4 months later, 5 months later, bing, I'm pregnant. Now this brother, oh, shit. Oh, baby, what are we going to do? No, what you mean, what are we going to keep this one. No, baby, I'm married. No, fuck that. You got some abortion money? Then he wind up giving her $4,500. $6,500 gonna get an abortion. And this man is over with. And her man, she's gonna add that shit to her debit card. She got another one. Now she 8 months, 9 months pregnant, had the baby. Brother gotta sneak off and see her in the hospital because he ain't told his wife yet. Now they gotta figure out how they're gonna raise his kid. Now, after 8-9 months, he found out that she got 4 or 5 baby mamas, baby daddies. After the baby was born, he found out she got her mother daddies in her life. Now, he John Doe number 5. Now, in his mind, he got to take care of that kid because the kid is his. He knows it. He ain't denied it. She don't get no fuck. She rolled up another bank account. Now she got all this money coming in from 5 different motherfuckers. And the ones that don't fall in her line, she's going to take their ass to child support court.
And win.
That's her job. Huh?
I said, and win. She's going to win. W-I-N.
Oh, yeah, she's going to win.
In child support.
Oh, yeah, she's going to definitely win. She's going to definitely win. She ain't going to wear the same outfit she wore at the club as she wear in the courtroom. Probably gonna be plaid with little low heel shoes and a bow on the side of her head, all innocent. Marry a Sunnybrook farm. Okay, now this brother got to figure out how he's gonna work with this chick and his child. Now he's thinking that she ain't thinking that because she gonna did it 5 times, she's gonna do it 6. Now she got an income of maybe $10,000 a month from 5 different motherfuckers. She rolling. She gonna get their body back tight. Put on them tight ass jeans. Fucked up ass weed and go right back to the club and find another motherfucker. Oh, she got an agenda. 5 or 6 kids from 5 different motherfuckers bringing in all that income for 18 years. She gonna live a life of Riley for a long time. But in the meantime, the kids are seeing this shit. The kids seeing moms bringing in all these tricks. They can see their daddies every now and then if the fathers are still cool with them. The mom can get pissed off and don't want the kids to see the daddy. She got control, power, bam. Black independent woman. I'm not going to say black independent woman. Independent woman, because you got white chicks doing the same shit. But I'm only referring to our people because I'm around them more than I am a bunch of white chicks. So I'm going to leave it there. Now she can't raise all these kids by herself. She's looking for number 6. Hopefully number 6 is old enough with enough SSI that she can keep that one and let him be daddy to all, temporary daddy to all 5 while she's dealing with number 6. Number 6 rolls around with a little problem because she and her 30s or 40s, and he's in his 70s and 80s, had a baby and shit, you know, sperm all fucked up, baby all fucked up. But she gonna keep number 6 because number 6 is ready to die anyway. So as far as she's concerned, She gonna get life insurance money. She gonna add that shit onto the other side that she already got. God forbid he got a pension set up somewhere. She gonna get every motherfucking thing. She got the shit down pat. Brothers don't get no fuck. Cause seem like after she done had baby by number 5, she can go back and fuck number 2 or number 3, 4 if she can get away with it. We're getting to the point now where we are manipulating our own minds to tell us that this shit is normal. It ain't normal. I understand some women having babies by one man, two men. My mom, she had kids by 4 different men when she was alive. They weren't step-step, but she had kids by them. She took care of all of us. 3 of my brothers and sisters, we had the same father. My 4th brother, different father. My oldest brother, different father. My youngest sister, different father. But she took care of our ass like a champ. Didn't get no fuck. I can only see what my moms did with us when she had these kids by these different men. I don't know why she did it, but she did not neglect us at all. We weren't running around in the streets like bandits and shit, just acting like goddamn fool because we had no nothing at home in terms of a parent. Yeah, the pops wasn't there. My father, he was okay. He was alcoholic, abusive. I've seen that. I seen my stepfather hit my mom's once. The mom was a trooper. My mom gave us the independent thinking. I don't know where that came from, but she gave us to think independently of anything that she thought about, went through, or was taught. What she did was gave us a choice. And we took that choice and we ran with it. It wasn't no ass whoopings. It wasn't no backslash. It wasn't no angry at this. You're going to hit my way or the highway. It wasn't none of that shit. I don't know whether she knew that she did this with all these different men and she was conscious of it or the fact that she just loved us to the point where she raised us no matter what and gave us independent thinking. Women today need to do this shit. Give your kids some type of independent thinking. Okay, you done had babies by 6 different men. But make sure you love all those kids that you had by these 6 different men. Even if your agenda is all fucked up, in my mind. Some women got skill, they don't use it. Some women want skills, but they can't obtain it because they're too busy at home trying to raise some 6 kids. Then you got some women just right out just don't give no fuck. They just want to constantly keep hitting the motherfucking club. I thought you had a kid by number 6. Now she got all the money in the world. Now she out there jamming her ass off. She 50, 60 years old, still going to the club and shit. Get the kids TV dinners and shit. Don't care if Billy or Baby out there selling drugs. Don't get no fuck. Fuck up the neighborhood. When she come back off of her little sabbatical, then now everybody telling her how her kids are. She don't want to hear that shit. She don't want to hear it because that means that she got to do something. Whatever that something is, get them out of jail or talk to the parent of the young daughter that he fucked around and raped. Go down to the police station because this motherfucker robbed a gas station. Got to go to the hospital because he got anointed into a gang and kicked the shit out of him. Now she got to take time out of her busy schedule to go down there and take care of her badass kids. And still don't get no fuck. These type of women can see their kids going through shit and still don't get no fuck. As long as they got a roof over their head or something each, that's their world in her mind. Then the holidays roll around. Baby number 1 through 6 got to go separate different houses and shit. If the father and if the family accepts them. Yep. And that's sad. soon as the holidays roll around, they can't stay at home like and just enjoy each other's company, which they could at least talk to each other. Don't want them there because they like the other baby mama better than the first one or the second one or the third one. How are these kids? This motherfucker went out and had by somebody else doing the same dumbass shit that she was doing. Yeah, I ain't leaving the brothers out either. This is real talk from the hood. We talk like this. I'm not trying to set up no dates to go to different cities and have talks about this shit. I can do it right the fuck here to the two people that's listening to me. I ain't saying shit that ain't nobody else thought about, went through, or even came up with. Shit is real.
But I see what the family said.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and sometimes the brothers and sisters of the brothers and sisters have a tendency to get into some shit to drag their other family members into it. You out there gang banging, and then your brother trying to go to school, they're going to snatch his ass up because he's more accessible. So that means you fucking up on the left end, but your brother is okay on the right end, but he got dragged into some shit that you're doing. Then you're going to play dumb. Oh, I don't know what happened to him. Yeah, he got snatched the fuck up because you did some shit that you couldn't take care of. Siblings, if the mother's all fucked up in the head, the siblings should and will, you know, they'll form a cohesive group and just be tight with their shit. They'll try their best not to let anybody break their bond. But you got a weak link every now and then that'll fuck up. But you know, it's doable. You know, you want to kind of keep taking people's lives and shit because they're fucking with your family. But at some point, you know, you gotta address that shit. What's the consequences? Actions. What's the consequences of your actions? All actions have a consequence. There's a left and a right. There's an up and a down. There's a yes and a no. But there is a gray area. That gray area is called thinking, which we don't do anymore. Everything that's good for you ain't good for you in the long run. Short run, yeah, you feel good in the short run, but in the long run, you got to think. That's where the critical thinking comes in at, in the long run. How can you deal with some shit, get past some shit, and be satisfied with some shit? But it's all shit. All of it smells the same. Now that your siblings are tight, siblings start having babies and whatnot, now you got aunties and uncles that is okay, cool, and, you know, they showing up at a united front by being together all holidays and whatnot. You know, at least you got somewhere to go now. Now your uncles and shit and aunties are tight. They will inadvertently tell you what, you know, moms did and your father did if they not or if they are talking. Most of the time they may not be, but that's another generation that, you know, has got to deal with some shit that won't be right. Because all your uncles and aunties, all they can do is just hope for the best. A lot of them do make it better for the siblings, but they still got a fucked up mother and they still got a fucked up father they got to deal with. And half the time, they do that shit in front of the kids. They try not to, but sometimes it just spills over. I was looking at Facebook, you know, and I was looking at this video of somebody posted of this young cat. He had a bunch of friends. He thought they were his friend, I guess. It was like six of them, seven of them, I guess. Out of all six of his friends, he was the only one made the honor roll. Only one. I don't know. Maybe in his mind, he thought his friends was going to be cool with that, but they weren't. In the video, they weren't.
I saw that.
All the motherfuckers, you saw that? All of them beat the fuck out of this boy.
I mean, unmercifully.
Yeah. They started laughing about it. And the boy didn't cry one lick. They beat the shit. They took shots at him and just giggled because they were straight shots. The boy didn't try to, he tried to cover up, but he didn't swing on anybody trying to defend himself from what I've seen.
And he's
they jumped
guy.
On him. Yeah. His friends the shit out of him because he made the honor roll. Now, what did I tell you about each one of those kids' parents? where they came from.
It tells me he probably doesn't have a father at home. That's what it tells me. He probably don't have no older brothers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing come to mind when I saw it.
Yeah. And I felt sorry for the little cat, too. And one thing I was really commend him on, he did not cry. They did not see him break down. They stomped him, kicked him, slapped him, laughing, giggling. He got up. They slapped him back down. He got up. Once the last one forgot his lick in, he got up and walked away. In another video, this motherfucker goes into his baby's mama house, squalor. He filming shit. This bitch, this bitch, that. His kids running around and shit. They on top of trash. Trash on top of trash. I mean, she had cups where the family pictures were and food all over. And roaches. Oh, my. Oh, somebody's got it. He's filming it. And I'm saying to myself, well, he's saying, this is how this bitch got my kids living. But he ended up filming with a motherfucking camera, talking about her, how she taking care of his kids. My thing was, at that moment, what clicked off with me was, motherfucker, if you seeing her having your kids live like this, what the fuck you going to do, just keep filming? He had no solution other than to go in there and just film how his kids was living with this trifling-ass bitch that he had at the club. He said to himself, all she do is go to the club. Well, obviously, that's where you met her at. She wasn't a bitch then. Kids had to be, I think the oldest one I saw in the video was one of more than about 6. The youngest one had to be about a couple of years. Just on top of trash, mountain of shit. He opened up the door, roaches all in the hinges and shit. Look at this shit, man. Look at that. Look at these roaches and shit.
But he didn't say shit about he's going to take the kids.
Didn't say shit, but he didn't say nothing positive about the whole situation the whole while I was looking at the video. And I was hoping that brother would have said, I'm going to get my kids out of this shit. At least make up with the mama to the point where he can take the kids with him. And if he's living at home with his mom, he got to convince his mom that he wants his kids to stay there. If he got his own place, he got to convince his girlfriend or his other baby mama that the kid got to stay with him. So that puts him in the bind. Some shit he don't want to address. He'd rather for those kids to stay there than for him to deal with it. And that's a point that I'm trying to make. Why is it that everybody's constantly throwing shit off on somebody else to make their shit right? Deal with it. If you know your shit fucked up, correct that shit. We only outside looking in. This week, on my block, I found out all my neighbors are cool except this asshole next door to me. We got together, and vacant house on the corner, they dug up the weeds, they took out them old-ass trees, the grass is cut. The lady that's head of the block club got her guy to come in and board it up. I said, before you guys board it up, why don't you let me paint on them? Let me put a mural on the board. So they brought the board to me, I cut them. I'm going to put a beautiful mural on it. We're going to board that sucker up just so it won't turn into a drug house. Did the sides front. I mean, did the sides in the back already. They waited on me to do the front. But we did that as a group because we decided we don't want a drug house on this block. Now, what they do on the next block is a whole other ballgame. But this block, we ain't no Billy Badasses. We decided we don't want that house to be a drug house. It already opened up the window and came in from the back. But we decided as a group. After everybody did their thing, everybody went on back to their families and kicked it. It can be done. Make up your mind if that's what you want. Ain't nothing wrong with the hood. I mean, it's your neighbors, really. Depends on who you fuck you living next door to. Because we already got to the point where nothing else works. That's madness. Keep doing the same shit over and over and again. Listen to the same bullshit over and over again. Then you get back to your little domicile and shit, and then you lock the doors and hope nobody comes through that motherfucker. You know, and paranoia. You live in a state of paranoia. Always looking over your shoulder, looking over your back, which is what a common sense man does. Self-preservation is a motherfucker. But at some point, you got to relax. Some point, you got to. You ain't living by a seashore. Even them motherfuckers, they even people that live by the beach, in these million-dollar houses, they go to the beach, they want to swim and shit. A shark will bite the fuck out of them. And then they thinking, damn, why did a shark bite me? Because you in water, motherfucker. You in water where they live at. Sharks don't know you from a motherfucking catfish. Just a piece of meat. He sees you swimming. He don't know who the fuck you belong to, who raised you, or you got that million-dollar house on the corner up there. You don't get no fuck about that stuff. You're a piece of meat.
Yep.
And what do sharks do? They eat shit. Eyes to look like, I don't know, look like the deep hole of hell or something. I don't know. They don't see shit but meat floating through their little territory. And that's what a lot of us do here in the hood. These motherfuckers, they've been raised by single parents, some with the mother and father, and some give a shit, a lot of them don't. Self-preservation. I don't know whether it's peer pressure, or I don't know what the hell it is, but they ain't thinking right. That's why people always come up with a perception of who and what we are, and they will say that shit, and then half of us believe it. Ain't no hope for us. It is hope. Make up your mind. What you want to do? Don't say it ain't no hope because it's just a decision. Make a decision. If it ain't worth your time to go out there and help your neighbors or get shit straight, okay, fine. That's a decision that you made, but don't start bitching because shit started going fucked up for you because you decided to stay at home and watch the game instead of doing something on your block to try to help or doing something to help your brothers and sisters to get through some shit that you brought them into. Somebody got to fuck around and take the leadership role. I can only think of some personal stuff to say, but, you know, I've said it before. My kids didn't want to move in fucking Inglewood. They didn't. They dreaded the shit, but that's all I could afford. But what I could afford is what I wanted. My old ass, I wanted a bungalow. I could afford it here in Inglewood. And, I'm in Chicago, ladies and gentlemen, and my executive producer is from Chicago. So Inglewood is in Chicago. It's a poor neighborhood. I was concerned it was okay. It's a step up from the fucking projects where I came from. Like I told my executive producer, I'd rather walk up 5 stairs than 150 of them motherfuckers. I'm sorry, I do.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna make the best of those 5 fucking stairs. You can believe that shit. I'm gonna make the best of it. And if anybody on the block make the best of it, it'll be fine. They gotta stop this finger pointing and niggas this and nigga that, and, you know, you got motherfuckers been here 40 years and shit. Then, you know, soon as the fucking projects came down, they had somebody to blame the shit that they were lacking. You got motherfuckers in the neighborhood been here 40 years, and then soon as some project people move out of their projects, they think that they're next door to them, which some of these were correct, because I'm from the projects. They start blaming all their ills on them. The same shit that they saw happening, now they got somebody to point the finger at. It's their fault. Them project motherfuckers come over here fucking up all that shit. No, it was fucked up before we got here. That's why them white folks moved the fuck out. I met this one lady at an outing that I just did, and she said she used to live in Inglewood. She liked the shirt that I was selling. It was Inglewood 2136. Matter of fact, four people asked me, what is 2136? Now, my question was, well, do you live in Inglewood? They said, yeah. You don't know your own zip code? They mean, start left. I said, Inglewood is 21, 60621, and 60636. And you live in Inglewood and don't know your own zip code. That's how far removed we are from fucking reality, right outside our door. Getting back to this lady, she said she moved in Inglewood in like 71. And moved out in like 76. I said, I asked the point blank, well, what made you move? The first thing that came out of my mouth, niggas. That's how she said it. She had to be in her late 70s. Niggas. She went ahead and explained it. When we moved in, she said white folks was moving out at night. And she said between July and October, the whole block turned black. in those 2 months. He said, because every white folks moved on the other side of Western. I don't know what that's about. They said Western used to be a point where no black person can move or
over
to because they all got jumped up out. I don't know.
I remember them days, brother.
Tell the truth then.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yes, he was.
Hmm. I got to look into that.
Yeah, Western. You couldn't have found no black folk. And at the Ford City over there? So I thought black folk would never get over in Oaklawn and Ford City area. Evergreen Park, but they there, bro. It's amazing.
And the white folks moving further west.
Yep.
Now they want to come back, but that's a whole other ballgame. I wouldn't have left personally. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck what I had to go through. I wouldn't have left my motherfucking area because these silly motherfuckers moving there. Somebody had to stay there and grab the ring, pull by the horn and just keep that shit rolling. Now they want to come back, but that's a whole other show. That's a whole nother show. I'm supposed to have a guest coming on at 7:35. His name is Raymond Richard. I hope he calls in, but if not, you know, we'll just keep rolling. I'm going to play this commercial and hope Raymond will call in and we'll set him up. Okay, Keith?
I'm with you, brother.
Okay, I'm going to play this commercial.
Hey, Chicago, for your next family reunion, call Jimmy Williams of Abstract T-Shirts at 773-690-5366. That's 773-690-5366. Your family reunion expert since 1990. With photo T-shirts and custom printing available. You can see samples of his work on the internet. Search for JimmyWilliamsOnline.com. That's JimmyWilliamsOnline.com. One word. For families wanting reasonable prices, quality service, and good advice at making their family reunion a success, call Jimmy Williams from Abstracts T-Shirts at 773-690-5366. That's 773-690-5366. Your family reunions should always be a happy occasion, and your T-shirts should reflect that. Call Jimmy Williams at 773-690-5366. Your T-shirt man.
I don't want to feel somebody.
I guess Mr. Raymond Richard didn't want to call in, I guess. So I guess,
well, Jim,
he
decided to throw the meat for salad there, huh, man? I tell you. I tell you, brother, I think about a whole bunch of great female singers back in them days, man.
Those ladies, man, they had the passion, they had the fortitude, they had the knowledge, and they just put it in the song, man, and gave it to the world, man.
And they ain't talking about bitches and hoes, and they getting fucked and all that other stupid ass bullshit.
Shit with real words.
Yes, real music.
You know, we got a 20th anniversary coming up, man. It's going to be our 20th or 21st show we did together with the three guests on your show that I did with you. And then when you gave me my show, man, I think it's going to be number 20.
Is that right?
We got a double count. Yeah, I think today is number 20 or either next week may be number 20. But either way it go, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, and I'm going to let my executive producer know now, I would love to dedicate the whole hour, maybe the whole hour. We got an hour and a half if anybody really didn't know it, but we can go over the hour if we wanted to. But we've done it a couple of times when the conversation got super, super hot. I would love to do all music for our whole hour and a half for our 20th anniversary just to celebrate that. I mean, we're going to do some of everything. We're going to do house music, juke, rap, you know, love songs, Motown, Sounds of Philadelphia, all types of stuff. I would love to do a show like that for our 20th anniversary. You know?
Yeah, that sounds good, man. We got to, you know, like I said, I don't care. I just want to keep promoting our music. I just want to keep promoting what we came up with, man. I don't care if it just, that's period. That's just, hopefully they'll pick up on it. But once we get that back, man, we can get a whole lot of the other things back. Once we get that back.
Yeah, really. Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to set it up. I'm going to come back into the studio probably during the week, and I'm going to set up all the songs and whatnot, and we're going to have a 20th anniversary, Jack. I think I'm feeling that already. You know, 20 shows. It went just like that. It's going to be good. But, ladies, I'm asking a certain question. When you have kids like that, step-steps, back-to-back, is it lust, love, or just survival? I really want to know. Lust, love, or survival? The bills definitely got to be paid. Obviously, you like fucking because you're banging all these motherfuckers at one time. Or you just really like the guy to the point where you really would like for him to come into your life and help you not deal with your situation, but to love you and accept your situation. Let me put it like that. Because a lot of guys do not like taking care of somebody else's kid. They really don't. They'll have a baby by a young lady, take care of theirs to the max, and don't have no heart or whatever for the other kids. So that brother needs to stay out of that young lady's life and let her take care of her siblings the way she needs to, so they won't see any of that animosity, just not even hate, resentfulness just flowing out, you know.
Usually that kid is mistreated and suffers scars for life.
You know, one of the kids walking around with brand new gym shoes and brand new clothes because his father brought it to him. And then you got the other ones looking at this one kid, they, you know, getting everything from his father. And then they looking at their father not coming through bringing them nothing. They got to wear hand-me-downs. So now that one kid that gets everything, if he doesn't assume a funky-ass attitude about, you know, being lucky. Because a lot of kids do that shit. They turn on their siblings when they fuck around and get more shit than the other siblings got because they daddy was there. They still brothers and sisters, but they resent the fact that this one is getting everything that he's getting. That's peer pressure. And a whole lot of kids should not be exposed to that bullshit. They shouldn't, but it's happening. You know, my brother was in a situation where his in-laws left the son at the hospital. The same thing happened to my niece, too. My mom went and got my niece. But my brother had to adopt that little boy because they didn't want this little boy. They kept the other kids, but they just left this little boy at the hospital. My brother, when he got him, and raising him ever since, doing good in school, healthy, got a mind on him, football player, got trophies up the game. But they taking care of the other kids. And then, since my brother is taking care of Trayvon to the point where Trayvon always got on new shit because that's the only son that he had. He got a daughter. She's grown and got kids, but now he got a son, and he lives with them down in Georgia. Now the other kids that are living with the moms and father that they gave up Trayvon, they don't have a third of the shit that Trayvon has. So when they come over to Trayvon's house, it's like they're fighting. They breaking shit. All of a sudden, shit was working before they got there. Now they breaking shit. You know, and we're doing this to ourselves. We're doing this to our kids. We're doing this to the next generation. All this animosity being built up because of some old dumbass decision that we made as parents, as grownups. We don't see it. We don't see long term. We see short term. That feel good moment. That's all we see. We don't even see them in high school. We don't even see them in college half the time. We just see that they're going to daycare or either preschool or junior high. We don't see long-term. A lot of us don't. And if you're lucky to have decent uncles and aunties, now let me say this. If there are some decent uncles and aunties out there and you're seeing one of your siblings that has a skill, set him or her down. Ask them what do they want to do. Most likely, they already got in their mind what they want. They done went through this bullshit already, so they've been dreaming of getting out of the bullshit. So obviously, they got a plan. We just got to help them execute it. Ask them. Just you see him drawing all the time. Set them down and say, "Damn, you know, get your sisters and your brothers, and then you talk to your niece and nephew. What do you want to do? What is your long term goal? They'll tell you. And y'all get together and make this shit right." As long as they got a plan, you help them execute that plan. Give them what they need. Give them what they need to get started. Support them. As long as their shit is legit and they true to the form, whatever that form is, whatever it is that they want to do, and they can build that shit, and then at some point they're going to fly away, and you're going to be a proud auntie and a proud uncle. Because obviously the mother don't give a shit. Father didn't give a shit. Or the mother or father have tried and couldn't get through because they had so much shit to deal with their other families. So it's definitely going to be up to the uncles, aunties, and let me say this, and the grandparents. Grandparents to the motherfucking rescue. As long as you see that they want something, help them. Ask them. Talk to them. Fuck talking to your brother and sister about their child because obviously they dropped the ball. So let the uncle come in. Let the auntie come in and help. If they get pissed off with you and get jealous because you're doing something to help their own child, then that means y'all got to fuck around and go in the back and just say, look, we ain't trying to take you or make you look bad in front of your own child. You've done that already, so that's been established. All we want to do is help him get to where he want to go. Now, if you pissed off and jealous about that, we ain't going to walk away from it. That's just you're going to have to deal with it because we're going to definitely have to help our niece and nephew. And then they go another level of bullshit. Now you got a sister don't want to see her other sister because she's helping her child. Well, she can't help her own child because she's busy out there fucking John, Joe, and Billy, and Bebe, and Ricky Martin, and Elvis. I don't know who the fuck is. Then you got men out here having babies by every motherfucking body they run into. They look at a motherfucking broad and she gets pregnant. He ain't got time. They ain't got time. And then they don't want the nieces, they don't want their own sisters and brothers helping them. They didn't try to hide it from their mother and father. Mother and father see everything. They done been through the shit. They done been there, done that. They know you better than know yourself because they had you. Now you got a family rift that you got to fuck around and go to a family reunion, and the rift is there. Everybody's facade about being a family, and everybody's having a good time drinking, listening to music and whatnot, but undercurrent, the shit is still there. I would never hook up with my family, man, knowing that all the animosity was there and nothing's been resolved. It's okay not to invite that cancer to your picnic or to your family reunion. I'm guilty of that. Me and my brother, we ain't talked since my mother passed over some dumbass shit. Ain't no dumbass shit I did. It was dumbass shit that he was doing in my mind. So I ain't guilty. I'm not simply just talking shit. I done been through this shit too. I ain't saying nothing that I don't know nothing about. My brother, me, we ain't talked in 2 years, damn it, over some dumbass shit.
Been there.
I ain't make this shit no better.
Yep.
Huh?
I've been there.
Yeah, man.
I've been there. Yep.
Family is a motherfucker, Jack. But the main goal is to make sure all our nieces and nephews and our grandkids, hopefully they don't follow in our tracks. So we done fucked up. Kind of with my grandson. I put a lot of time with him because he's the only male in my immediate family. And my youngest daughter, she spent more time with both of them than all of us. But all of us will take them somewhere, get them out of here. They moms, she busts my ass off, and she's taking care of them better than, oof. I give her 3 A's for effort. Because she's making sure they shit is right. The baby daddies, they, you know, that's a whole nother ball game. That's a whole nother ball game. She got it in her mind that she's going to take care of her kids. Fuck them other motherfuckers. Fuck them other two motherfuckers. In her mind, she done told them they can kiss her ass because she's going to take care of hers. A lot of women want to think that way, too. All that going to court for child support and you missing days from work, or you worried about the next court day and how much money you're going to get because your rent is behind, but now you got fired. This motherfucker don't want you to bother with your trifling ass. Now you got to go out and get number
these,
seven.
What gets me is these guys that go out and get a real job because they don't want to pay the child support. And
I heard about this shit, too.
You know, they'll go and get jobs being waiters and being jobs where you get to tip, you know, live off pretty much off your tips. And, you know, or won't work at all. I do some kind of odd job, painting or whatever, just for the purpose of keeping from paying child support. It's crazy.
You know what's crazy, Keith? I heard motherfuckers that would actually want to go to jail before they spend a damn on child support. It's like, motherfucker, are you listening to yourself? You spawned a seed, and you determined not to take care of it. You'd rather fuck around and get locked up in a white man's system than to deal with your own seed. Because you pissed off the baby mama.
Another thing that these youngsters don't seem to realize is, like, say you worked this job as a hotel front desk clerk, and and they took child support out your check. Okay, well, my whole thing is, nigga, get your ass out and get a second job because they can only take child support out of one check. So you may have to work two jobs. Well, one you're paying your child support out, and one you is all yours until you can get on your feet or whatever you need to do. But you know, I've been there with my son, youngest son, at a down period of time. I had three jobs. You know, one they took the child support off, and I had two more that were mine. And I was able to do everything I needed to do with my kid. I had him just as much as she did, but I couldn't get joint custody. You know, it turned out great, no problem. But I'm just saying, these guys, you're gonna have to get out there and hustle for a while, man, because they're gonna get you.
Hmm.
You may as well go ahead and pay up.
And you know what, Keith? And you got some women that would track these motherfuckers like the ass shit to see what they're doing, what they're bringing in, and what they're doing with the other baby mama kids. And their whole life is around just getting as much money as they can from the same motherfucker they had the babies by. That's their job. That's what they do. That's what they get up living for. To see how much he's doing for his other family and how much she going to get out of him. If that motherfucker ain't going to get shit. If my kid can't get with the other kid getting, fuck him. Don't take him to court and tell a judge that he got 3-4 different jobs. Like you said, I don't know how the system works as far as going after the extra money. But you got some women that'll do that shit.
Oh, yeah, they have the right to go in and find out if you got a raise, how much you're making and all that. They can do all that. Fortunately, I didn't have to go through all of that. But like I said, I had three jobs, man, until but. You know, you got to get out there and hustle. These kids don't want to hustle, man. They don't want to hustle.
Hmm.
Get your foot in the door somewhere, and then you can school, take a class. These kids don't want to do a damn thing, man. And it's a shame because there's things out there. There's opportunities to get their foot in the door somewhere, but they want to walk in there making $18 an hour. You know.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And you know, women like that don't listen to nobody. They'll listen to their sisters, their friends. They'll listen to their mother and father. They'll listen to their uncles, auntie. It's what they fucking want. They're obsessed. Now they pissed off. Now they done had kid number 7. Your tits ain't hanging like they used to be. Your ass ain't there no more. Can't fit in that dress they wore back in the club back in the 80s and 90s and shit. Can't fit none of that shit. Now they're lonely, hateful-ass women.
And the kids are giving them hell.
Mad at the motherfucking world. Yeah. Mad at the motherfucking world. Ain't no way in hell she gonna get number 8. Number 8 looking at that shit all hell to the fucking now. Now they want to fuck around, sit around the house and look at Judge Judy and eating Haagen-Dazs and drinking and shit all fucking day long. Don't even want to keep the baby kids, I mean the grandkids when they come over. Because she's so bitter. Because she ain't got a chance to do what she wanted to do in life. You fucked that up 8 kids ago. 7 kids ago. Because the man going to fuck around and break and get another young lady that's with nice tits and a tight ass on her. That's what they going to do. And she going to feel more sorry for him and take care of him better than you thought you wanted to. Cause that woman gonna stop this man. I got him now. I don't know what the fuck happened between you two, but I got him now, and I'm gonna treat him like this. And then she's gonna be resentful at that woman for treating him better than she ever thought she wanted to, or could have. Didn't give a shit about Billy at first. Now that this other woman don't mind him having his son over to her house, now she don't want to send Billy over there. That motherfucker ain't gonna be around my son. No, now he's your son now. Now you resent the fact that he got a good woman, and now you don't want you all's child to go over there and at least be around his other siblings. Because you angry. And by chance, the fathers do get all their kids to come to their house, and you sitting there all lonely and shit, crying with a little dildo, trying to wonder out what the fuck your life is going and where it's been.
And going to church every Sunday.
The same shit. Yeah. And some women, they get past their bullshit and they take care of their kids to the max by themselves. They may have a young man in their life or whatever. And then these fathers get pissed off. They do the same thing. They get jealous, resentful. That motherfucker better not put his hand on my child. Motherfucker, you ain't even put your hand on your child. If he's living with a man that's going to take care of her, he can at least get disciplined. Real fucking simple. But you big and tough and shit, the reality didn't hit you until you looked up and saw your son being taken care of by another man, going to college, going to the army, got a good job, brand new car, he done moved on with his life, got a wife and kids. And you missed all that shit because you too busy doing your thing. Then you can't figure out why your son cursed you the fuck out every time you see you, or your daughter. Or they don't want to be bothered with you while you celebrate your birthdays by your motherfucking self because that man prior to you can't get you to pick up the motherfucking phone and say hi to your own son because another man done raised your seed. Now all of a sudden the whole world is coming down on you and you got up in age. Now the whole world is resenting you or you getting jealous of the fact that your son done did a whole lot of shit without you. You can't even enjoy the celebration of whatever it is that he achieved because you fucked up. And your pride ain't going to let you come down off the little high horse you on. Then you want to start crying and shit. Become an alcoholic, start using drugs and liquor and shit to down that pain, to down that resentment, to down that shame. Because he done raised your seed. That man didn't raise your seed. That man showed that your seed respect. That's what he did. He raised himself because the mom had enough fortitude to put into him a self-respect, and survival. The moms did that. They're going to love the hell out of their mom, and they're going to respect the hell out of their stepfathers. And you just ass out. Now, you got all these baby mamas, and your check ain't right because you're paying child support to 4 different women, and you can't figure out why you can't fuck around and leave town on the weekend. You're going to get bent the fuck over because you decide this is what you wanted to do, and every time you make some money, that man in that black robe is going to take it from you. And you decided just stop doing shit. You ain't even developed no fucking skill. You ain't got shit to fall back on but resentment. Some guys pick themselves up and say, fuck that shit. And then that child will respect that man more because they see that he's doing something. What happened to the point where his mom and father didn't see each other, it's a whole nother ball game. But I'm looking at my father and my stepfather. Father, but I love my father. He's doing his thing. He just fucked up somewhere down the road, or they fucked up, but he's doing his thing. Now, I'm proud to bring my grandkids around my father. Stepfather usually ain't going to say shit because he's more sympathetic to the cause, keeping the family together. He's not going to feel any resentment or feel bad because you made something out of your life. Stepfather ain't going to think like that. Fathers will at some point. Yeah, well, ladies and gentlemen, I've been talking shit for an hour, so I'm going to get back into some music. And this is going to be the last song for the show. It's 8:01 now, so I'm not going to even go over, but I want to play this last song by Bobby Womack. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jimmy Williams. My executive producer is Mr. Keith Bledsoe. And right, this is another one in the can, June 29th, 2015. I hope everybody enjoy their evening and kiss your babies, respect your aunties and your uncles, and love everybody else. I'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
I'll talk to you later, Keith.
All right, brother.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? When y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. She's always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm bad, I'm broke. She's telling me about the things that her girlfriend's got, what she ain't got, and she wants me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. Right.
baby, just wait, wait.
My name is Jimmy Williams, my executive producer, Mr. Keith Bledsoe. You guys have a good night. We are out of here.